KPBS On Demand is supported by UC San Diego's Art Power, presenting Ben Folds' Paper Airplane Request Tour on September 19th at the UC San Diego's Epstein Family Amphitheater. For tickets and more information, visit artpower.ucsd.edu.
Good morning, I'm Debbie Cruz. It's Monday, July 15th. More COVID cases in San Diego County. More on that next, but first, let's do the headlines. This November, San Diegans will vote on a $3.5 billion bond for construction at community college campuses. The San Diego Community College District Board approved adding the measure to the ballot last week. The board says the money is needed for campus improvements like renovating classrooms and replacing old equipment. The funding is also needed to prepare schools for storms like the one on January 22nd. The county wants to know your thoughts on fighting climate change. It's hosting a community conversation tonight at 5 p.m. with the organization Climate Action Campaign. The event at San Ysidro Library will have guided conversations on solving climate issues around energy, food systems, and transportation. There will also be free food, prizes, and activities. A limited edition Pride Library card is now available at all San Diego Public Library branches. You can also grab one at the library's booth at Pride Festival this weekend. This is the fifth time the library has offered this card. This year's design is by Jen David Connolly. The pink brick wall acknowledges the 1969 Stonewall Rebellion. Confetti represents festivities and hearts and rainbows for love. The card also celebrates the 50th anniversary of San Diego Pride. From KPBS, you're listening to San Diego News Now. Stay with me for more of the local news you need.
And it was along this road where Bob's jacket was found.
Almost 25 years ago, Jane Dartick's life changed forever. Her husband, Bob, was murdered, and pretty quickly, Jane became the prime suspect.
Bob Dartick was struggling with his killer, and that killer wasn't Jane Dartick.
Subscribe to Free Jane or listen on the KPBS Investigates podcast.
San Diego County is expanding the availability of free COVID-19 testing at local public health centers starting today. Health reporter Heidi DeMarco reports the county is recommending people test at the first sign of symptoms.
A small summer surge of COVID cases and the emergence of new variants have left people wondering when to schedule their next vaccine. UC San Diego Health Chief Medical Officer Christopher Longhurst agrees with the CDC's recommendation that anyone 6 months and older should receive one of the new COVID-19 vaccines this fall.
If you've had a booster in the last year, that should be helpful in terms of protecting you. That being said, people who are at high risk for serious disease because of age or immunocompromised status or other should certainly be cautious and careful when being out and about.
The three county public health clinics where free COVID testing will be available are located in Chula Vista, El Cajon, and the city of San Diego. Addresses and hours for those locations can be found at kpbs.org. Heidi DeMarco, KPBS News.
There's a new aircraft carrier across the bay at North Island Naval Air Station. Military reporter Andrew Dyer says this is just the start of a busy summer for two of the Navy's largest ships.
The USS George Washington steamed into San Diego this week, but it won't be here long. After 6 years in the Virginia shipyards for its midlife refueling, it's on its way to Japan, where it'll replace the carrier USS Ronald Reagan. Master Chief Randy Swanson is the Washington's command master chief. He says the crew's excited. After 6 years in the yards, most of them had only been shipyard workers, not quite sailors.
Never had an opportunity to go out to sea, see different ports.
The Washington will meet the Reagan off the coast soon to commence what the Navy's calling a hull swap operation. Both ships will spend a few weeks in port here as well.
The vibe with the crew is there's a lot of excitement there. It's really positive for me to see our sailors being challenged, actually doing their jobs, and seeing the rewards for those jobs.
The three San Diego-based carriers, Carl Vinson, Theodore Roosevelt, and Abraham Lincoln, are all currently deployed. Andrew Dyer, KPBS News.
The California Coastal Commission has approved a controversial safe parking site near the San Diego airport. Reporter Katie Anasta says it comes with conditions meant to mitigate environmental impacts.
San Diego city leaders say the site will have 190 parking spots, restrooms, security, and resource providers to connect people to services. Mayor Todd Gloria says the city's other safe parking sites are at or near capacity every night.
Many in our unsheltered population may not have a home, but they do have a car. In fact, our most recent homelessness census in the city of San Diego has shown that this portion of our unsheltered population has increased by 44% in just the last year.
Opponents to the new site have raised health and safety concerns. Conditions of the approved permit include capturing pollutants in vehicle runoff and providing wastewater disposal for RVs. The permit also allows the city to add shelter structures to house 600 people. Gloria's office says it's part of a contingency plan in case the city council rejects his proposed 1,000-bed shelter. Katie Anastas, KPBS News.
Coming up, blocked bike lanes? There's an app for that. We'll have that story and more just after the break.
And it was along this road where Bob's jacket was found.
Almost 25 years ago, Jane Dartick's life changed forever. Her husband, Bob, was murdered. And pretty quickly, Jane became the prime suspect.
Bob Dartick was struggling with his killer, and that killer wasn't Jane Dartick.
Subscribe to Free Jane or listen on the KPBS Investigates podcast.
Hoover High School students can earn a guaranteed spot at San Diego State University. Reporter Katie Anastas says the university renewed its agreement with the San Diego Unified School District through the class of 2028.
The College Avenue Compact guarantees admission to SDSU for Hoover graduates who earn a certain GPA and meet other requirements. It started in 2011 to guide students on a path to college. 31 Hoover High School graduates will attend SDSU this fall through the agreement. One of them is Osiris Chino. She plans to study biology and become a veterinarian.
The college application process was really stressful, but this program was always there for me, trying to encourage me and giving tips on essays and stuff.
Students can also get college and career advising and financial aid support. Hoover High School is located in City Heights, one of San Diego's most diverse neighborhoods. All students qualify for free or reduced lunch. Katie Anastas, KPBS News.
Complaints over Sandag's rail relocation project are shifting from Del Mar to Solana Beach, and now the Del Mar Fairgrounds. North County reporter Tanya Thorne says the board running the fairgrounds will be discussing their concerns.
Sandag's latest proposals listed three route options. One of those options was highly favored by Del Mar, but upset its neighbor, Solana Beach. That route starts at the Solana Beach train station, runs through the Del Mar Fairgrounds, before running next to the I-5 freeway. Now the board which operates the Del Mar Fairgrounds is holding a meeting to discuss their concerns with Sandag's plans. They say they will oppose any project that has a negative impact on the property and that the plan could jeopardize the fairgrounds as a potential site for affordable housing. One item they do support is the seasonal platform that would stop at the fairgrounds and has been decades in the making. The fairgrounds board of directors will meet on Monday at 1:30 p.m. The deadline to submit comments to Sandag on all the rail relocation options is Friday, July 19th. Tanya Thorne, KPBS News.
So San Diego has a lot of new bike lanes, and they're often blocked by parked cars or delivery trucks. Metro reporter Andrew Bowen says there's an app for that.
Christina Whitehouse founded Bike Lane Uprising in 2017 after she was almost run over by a truck driver while biking in Chicago. The app lets cyclists submit reports of bike lane obstructions, like parked cars, vegetation, or debris. It then analyzes and reports that data to local governments and companies. Whitehouse says parking in the bike lane isn't just rude, it can kill someone.
It forces bicyclists to merge into oncoming traffic that's traveling at a much higher rate. Oftentimes, the maneuver has to be done with quick decisions and quick thinking, and the drivers aren't expecting that.
Bike Lane Uprising has a growing user base in San Diego. The app shows 30th Street in North Park and J Street downtown are hotspots for bike lane obstructions. Andrew Bowen, KPBS News.
That's it for the podcast today. As always, you can find more San Diego news online at kpbs.org. I'm Debbie Cruz. Thanks for listening, and have a great Monday.
KPBS On Demand is supported by UC San Diego's Art Power, presenting Ben Folds' Paper Airplane Request Tour on September 19th at the UC San Diego's Epstein Family Amphitheater. For tickets and more information, visit artpower.ucsd.edu.